Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Few non-Irish companies have invested more in this country than Intel. Only last October, it opened its latest and most modern fabrication unit in Leixlip at a total cost of $17 billion. Only last week, it emerged that Intel might be looking to invest a further $11 billion here, and now it wants to help the rest of us give back to our communities by matching voluntary work, by paying $10 for every hour donated by volunteers at sports club and civil society associations worth millions of dollars. And Sarah Sexton is the Director of Public Affairs at Intel here in Ireland. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about how clubs can benefit from this generosity.
Yes, Joe. So we have this program. It's called the Intel Matching Grant Program. So for every hour that an Intel employee volunteers at a registered organization in Ireland, that organization can accrue a $10 grant, and we pay those out annually to those organizations. So, for example, last year there were 305 different organizations across the country, everything from sports to charities, various different community-based organisations, who received a total of 1.4 million. And we've been running that programme now for about 15 years.
So that was last year's amount.
Yeah.
So if I, for example, help the under-12s in the local hurling or Gaelic football club, I log my hours,
exactly,
submit them, and then you will match that with a $10 donation, which is about, what is that, 9 euros or something like that, for that club, for every hour that I do.
Yeah, so up to a maximum of 1,000 hours per organisation per year, you can have that, those hours matched. So the community organisation
could be worth thousands to that club.
Absolutely. And so I suppose the grant is important, but they're also getting the most valuable thing, your time. Mm. And really it's about us recognising that our employees' passions and what they do are the thing that we want to be able to reward them for. And it's one of the things that we do in terms of community relations and the programs that we have, but this one is one that stretches right across the country because it's driven by where our employees live and what's important to them.
And where do, I mean, Intel are such a global organization, where do Irish volunteering standards land compared to other countries?
Very, very high, Joe. So for the matching grants, for example, we would share in about 20% of the total fund that's given out each year, despite the fact that we have about 5% of Intel's global employee population. Mm. So we certainly punch above our weight when it comes to volunteering. And we see that in the general commitment to volunteering that our employees make each year. Last year, our employees gave about 170,000 hours of volunteer work. Mm. And we see that every year. And I think it's really reflective of Irish people, their commitment to communities. I think volunteering is really just in our DNA, and it's something that people are so committed to and so passionate about.
Now, you forgive me for being a cynical journalist, but what's in it for Intel?
Well, I think for us, it's about recognising that our employees are really so important to us that we want to recognise what's important to them. So for us, this comes from the Intel Foundation, which is our philanthropic arm of, you know, being able to donate and do those things on behalf of
and
Intel.
And is it all part of the staff retention policy that every big company has?
I don't think that I would see it first as staff retention. I mean, we have lots of things that are focused on staff retention, and, you know, perhaps it's one of the things that employees value most, but it's not the sole reason that we would do it. And also, we have a hugely strong community relations focus, particularly in North Kildare, so the towns of Leixlip, Selbridge and Maynooth, where we're located. Mm. But this one lets us also kind of stretch that impact broadly in Ireland. But we have other programmes. We have a Pride of Place programme where we've awarded, you know, in the last 10 years, about 85 different community projects with funding to be able to be successful. And that's just for North Kildare. We have science programmes for schools. Mm. So there's lots that we do. This particular one is focused on employees.
This is a tricky question, but there were reports last week of $11 billion potentially going to be also further invested in Ireland. That was only newspaper reports. Any comment?
I can't comment, Joe, on speculation, unfortunately.
But one thing is for sure, that there is a geopolitical shift now away from dependency on chip making and semiconductors in the Far East.
Yes, I think a lot of people would be interested to understand that 80% of chips today are made in the East. And 20%, 80, and 8% of that is in Europe. And that's a number that's fallen from 20% in recent years. Mm. So really, the strategy is to understand how can we grow that to something closer to 50-50. Mm. And for Europe to own about 20% of that production in the short time ahead, perhaps even in this decade. But that's what the strategy really has to focus on.
Yeah, it's definitely a case that the Europeans and the North Americans are looking seriously about where do they get their chips from.
Absolutely. I mean, that supply chain and the stability of that supply chain, as we've seen in recent years for so many different reasons, is so important. And for a product that's so important as a microprocessor, we really have to have a better geographical span in terms of where they're made.
And was it simply the case that the Asian-made chips are cheaper?
No, I think it's that Asia made a decision to really invest in those technologies and saw them as such an important part of their economy. And so that's something that they've done.
And we slipped.
Well, I don't know that we consciously slipped, but we certainly have seen less investment in the West in recent years. And that's something that's been actively addressed now.
And hopefully Intel will actively address it as well. And maybe even very close to home. Who knows? Sarah, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you,
in. That is Sarah Sexton, Director of Public Affairs with Intel in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.